Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show as the Indians finally back home, and they'll start a three-game series here with the defending American League champion Kansas City Royals. So you catch a real break. Detroit, you come home, now it's Kansas City.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for, but it was nice to get home. It felt like we were going a long time. I mean, you don't have too many 10-day road trips anymore. And, you know, with the way we were winning games kind of sparingly, it seemed like a long trip.
Tito, do you take anything out of yesterday from the standpoint, it's really the first time this year we've really seen you score late, and you did it the seventh inning, the eighth inning, the ninth inning, and really took some spectacular plays to maybe keep you from coming from behind and winning that game?
You know, Hammy, I think you're always trying to take something. I mean, I think that's part of our responsibility. How do you get better? Where do we, stop if we're making mistakes? And if we're doing something good, how do we do more? I think we always try to do that. I don't ever feel like we're going to quit playing. Sometimes when you're not hitting, it's hard to appear like you got a ton of energy because you're not getting on base. But I don't feel like that's ever really an issue. Again, you see it across the league too. I mean, guys want to win, whether it's us. I hope it's us more than the other teams. But for the most part, I mean, guys don't get to this level without really wanting to win.
Terry, now, of course, tomorrow, Trevor Bauer is slated to start, but because he was sick, do you know yet if he can go tomorrow, and will he be 100% if he does go?
I think we were a little bit worried about that yesterday just because he came to the ballpark and he wasn't quite feeling as good as we wanted to. But over the course of the day, they got him hydrated and they got everything back to normal. And he came in early today because we kind of wanted to know so we could set things up. And he's all ready to go tomorrow. So that's good. That saves us a roster move and all kind of things going to that. So, and besides the fact, we like when he pitches.
Terry, you also have Nick Swisher in town. Now, he has played with the Clippers. He's in town today. How come, and what's the schedule now for Nick?
Yeah, that was a scheduled visit. You know, he had played his first two games in AAA. We wanted to have a chance to sit with him, person to person. And he'll work out with us today. The trainers and Joe and guys can get a look at him. And then he'll go back out and start playing again. Now, whether he plays a game at Akron tomorrow because they're home, or if he joins the AAA team in Rochester, we kind of gave him the choice, whatever's easiest. We're also going to look at weather just to see if there's a potential for a bad night somewhere. Maybe we'll keep him somewhere else. But he'll try to start playing, back-to-back games, day off, back-to-back games.
Any idea when he might be able to come back?
We've been pretty good, consistent about not putting a date on it. I think it's when he's ready. Mm-hmm. And when he's ready, we'll be thrilled. But we talked to him about that today, and he understands that. We just, again, trying to put an artificial deadline on it doesn't do anybody any good.
Corey Kluber had his first outing in who knows when, way back to last year, where he didn't go six innings and give up two runs or fewer. But really, for the most part, he's been fine.
He's been, you're not kidding. If we score a few runs those first couple games, we weren't doing anything. One of Klub's biggest thing is his consistency. He'll bounce back tonight. He'll be himself. We just, over the course of a long season, if you are consistent, it'll show.
What about this Kansas City club, Terry? You've been with teams that won for that first time. Does it give you a whole different mindset the following year?
You know, it's interesting, Hammy. You can go one of two ways. One, you can do it and then kind of take the winner and, take your bows and everything. And it looks to me like Kansas City got there, liked the taste of it, and wants it worse. And that doesn't bode well for the rest of us, but that's what it looks like. They look like they're playing with a little bit of chip on their shoulder. They play very aggressive always anyway, but it just looks like they got there and they want to do it again.
What makes them such a difficult matchup?
Well, one, they catch the ball so well because they run so well in the outfield and they catch the ball in the infield. Their catcher throws well. But on the bases, pretty much 1 through 9, they all run. And if you don't pay attention to where the ball is supposed to go, all of a sudden you look up and it's second and third, or they always have that potential to run you into a bigger inning.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That is the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and Royals coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.